Ever feel like drowning in online info? Like just hours on websites, forums, just for simple stuff?
Yeah.
What if you had like an AI assistant to cut through it all and actually do things for it automatically?
Right.
That's what AI agents paired with knowledge graphs promise. And that's our deep dive today.
Very cool.
Based on Kingsley Idehin's latest newsletter. So
yeah.
Get ready for some use cases that might just change how you think about using software, period.
Yeah. The exciting part is how we interact with info online, right? It's changing. It's not just searching anymore. It's like having a conversation with an AI that gets what you need and acts on it.
Okay, I'm hooked already.
Yeah.
But before we go full AI butler fantasy,
sure.
What even are AI agents? Break it down.
Think of it as like a super virtual assistant, one you actually talk to. It's got that conversational interface powered by those LLMs, those large language models everyone's buzzing about.
Right, right.
But here's the key. They're not just giving generic answers. They're connected to a knowledge graph. It's like a massive, organized library of info.
So super smart assistant plus access to like the whole internet's worth of knowledge,
yeah.
But neat and tidy.
Exactly. And that knowledge graph, that's crucial because
yeah.
It lets the AI agent understand what you're asking in context. So the answers are accurate, relevant. That's what separates a basic chatbot from a truly intelligent agent.
This is getting kind of sci-fi movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing it's more than just like plug an LLM into a knowledge graph and bam, done.
You got it. The newsletter, it goes into two types of knowledge graphs, implicit and explicit. And that difference, that's important for how these agents reason, make choices.
Okay, so knowledge graphs, they come in flavors. What's this implicit versus explicit thing?
Imagine you're navigating a city, right? Implicit knowledge graph. That's like a basic map. Streets, landmarks, you see the connections. But not the rules of the road, necessarily.
So I might see New York connected to USA, but not really get what that connection means.
Exactly. Now, explicit knowledge graph, that's GPS level, not just connections, but the relationships. Distances, speed limits, even traffic.
So with that, the agent would actually know New York is a city within the USA, not just two things, randomly linked.
Precisely. And that deeper understanding, that's what lets AI agents do complex things, avoid those hallucinations where they just make stuff up, like following a recipe versus understanding why the cooking works.
Okay, analogy helps. So we've got our agent, the chatty part.
Yeah.
We've got our knowledge graph packed with structured info.
Yeah.
But how do they work together to make something amazing? That's what I want to get to.
Well, that's where the newsletter gets really cool because it goes beyond the theory. Into
yeah.
real-world use cases.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be quite impressed.
Hit me with them, those use cases. Let's see what these AI agents plus knowledge graphs can really do. All right, so groundwork laid.
Mm-hmm.
AI agents can chat. Knowledge graphs have the brains. But show me the magic. What are these real-world examples Kingsley's talking about?
Okay, so get this. You're trying to get a free trial of some software.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's like a whole website hunt, right? Forms, hoops to jump through.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like they're testing my patience before I even get to try the thing.
Exactly. But picture this. With an AI agent and a good knowledge graph,
yeah.
You just say, I want to try this software. The agent goes into the company's own knowledge base, all the info on trials, licensing, the whole shebang.
Right.
Boom, trial license, no clicking around needed.
Okay, that's already handy.
Yeah.
But what else we got? What else can these things do?
Let's go up a level. Imagine you're like a chief data officer at some big company, and you've got this really specific technical question about a product they use, not basic FAQ stuff.
Oh, I'm getting stressed just thinking about digging through manuals for that.
Right. But instead, you ask your AI assistant, it goes into a knowledge graph with everything about that, product manuals, forums, even internal docs if it has access, and suddenly there's your answer explained clearly, no wasted hours.
Wow. That is a game changer for anyone in complex systems. No more drowning in jargon.
And here's the best part. This isn't just for corporations or techie folks. Kingsley has examples that could benefit anyone, like finding the absolute best deal on something online.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Give me more.
Think those price comparison sites, but on steroids.
Mm.
An AI agent hooked into a knowledge graph, it could compare prices, yeah, but also factor in shipping, discounts, even your personal preferences.
So it's like a personal shopper, but one that actually knows what I want and where the best deal is. Sign me up.
Exactly. And what's amazing is these are just a few examples, right, from the newsletter, and it's all based on tech that's out there right now.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what AI agents and knowledge graphs could do. But before we go full on sci-fi future,
mm-hmm.
Let's step back a bit. How's this stuff delivered?
That's a good point. Kingsley specifically talks about ways these agents are packaged, made accessible to users.
Okay, let's unpack those options then. I'm curious to see how this tech is actually getting out into the world. So how do people actually get these AI agents? Is this like super futuristic only for big companies, researchers, that kind of thing?
Oh, not at all. Kingsley, he talks about a few ways it's getting more accessible all the time. Like, he mentions those platforms like OpenAI's custom GPT store, where you can find pre-built agents tailored for specific tasks.
So like an app store, but for AI agents. Kind of cool.
Exactly. Developers can share what they've made, and users can find agents that fit their needs easy. And if you want something more integrated, Kingsley also talks about, like, embedding these agents right into websites as chatbot widgets.
So instead of clicking through menus or hunting for a contact form, I just chat with an AI right there on the site. That's way more intuitive.
Exactly. And for the developers out there wanting to build their own custom solutions, Kingsley points out there are even OpenAI compliant APIs, so you can integrate these agents into your own apps.
Okay, so whether you're a tech whiz or just someone using the web, there are ways to access this and benefit from it.
Absolutely. It's about making this power, you know, accessible to everyone. And it's not just about convenience either. Kingsley, he emphasizes this combo, AI agents plus knowledge graphs. It can totally revolutionize how we interact with software, period.
So not just easier, but actually changing how we think about software.
Exactly. Think about it. For decades, we've been stuck with these clunky interfaces, menus, buttons, command lines. But with AI agents, we can interact with software more naturally, more intuitively.
Like the difference between a rotary phone and a smartphone.
Right.
Right. Suddenly, so many more possibilities.
Perfect analogy. And the exciting part is we're just at the beginning. As knowledge graphs get more comprehensive, AI agents get more sophisticated. Those applications, they'll just keep expanding.
Mind-blowing to think about where this is all going.
Yeah.
But before we get too lost in the AI-powered everything, let's bring it back to Kingsley's newsletter. Highlight one of the key takeaways.
Absolutely. Kingsley, he stresses the relationship between AI agents and knowledge graphs is symbiotic. They need each other to really shine.
So not just that they work well together, but they're actually dependent on each other to reach their full potential.
Precisely. The AI agent, it's the user-friendly part, how we interact with the intelligence. But it's a knowledge graph that provides the substance, the actual knowledge, the reasoning power behind the scenes.
It's like a brilliant chef and a talented food stylist.
Mm.
Chef makes the delicious dish, but the stylist makes it look amazing, presents it in a way that enhances the whole dining experience, you know?
That's a fantastic analogy. And this partnership, AI agents and knowledge graphs, it has the power to transform how we deal with information, with technology, period. Make it more accessible, efficient, even enjoyable.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from the basics of AI agents, knowledge graphs, all the way to the cutting edge of what's possible with this tech.
It's really amazing to see how innovation just keeps pushing the boundaries of what we thought we could do.
And as we wrap up, I'm going to leave our listeners with a thought. We explored some amazing use cases today, right? From easier software trials to finding the best deals online. But what other applications can you envision? What problems could you solve, possibilities unlock with this?
That's the beauty of it. The possibilities are endless. It's like an invitation to all of us to imagine, to create a future where AI empowers us to do more than we ever thought possible.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI agents and knowledge graphs. Until next time, keep exploring, keep imagining, and keep pushing those boundaries of what's possible.